for traders who crave risk. Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Technology has invaded our daily lives, from our mobile devices to our stream devices. There's no escaping big trends like AI, cloud computing, blockchain. I mean, the list goes on and on. Technology has also overtaken the stock market. It's been a top performing industry sector over the past year, but will it last, and which ETFs are uniquely positioned to benefit? Today's ETF battle is a triple header between familiar foes. We've got ETFs tracking technology and semiconductor stocks. Stick around. It's great to see you again. I'm Ron DeLegge. Welcome to ETF Battles. This is where we congregate and analyze your ETF battle requests to help you make informed investment decisions. So if there's an ETF battle that you'd like to see, you know the drill. Send me your ETF ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide. Don't forget to visit the description section below. Also, we've got links to our program judges, so get in touch. Plus, we've got a link to our program sponsor, Direction, and lots of other good resources down there, so don't miss it. So today's ETF contest is a triple header between XLK from State Street Global, going up against the triple Qs from Invesco, going up against SMH from VanEck. And man, this is going to be a good battle. Technology is the focus. Helping us to sort through the clutter is a duo extraordinaire. We've got Dave Crinsis with ETF PM and Shana Sissel with Banrian Capital Management. Great to see both of you. Welcome back.
Happy to be back.
Hey, Ron, Shana, let's battle.
So we're going to blaze through our four battle categories. We're going to give each of our judges an opportunity to give us their preferred ETF choice. Now, for the mystery battle category, our judges can choose any factor or thing that they think is crucial to today's matchup. Our judges can also nominate wildcard ETFs if they feel there's better choices elsewhere. Keep in mind, none of the battle outcomes on this program are ever known in advance by myself or our judges, or are they ever predetermined? So let's kick things off with the first category, cost. Dave, please get us started.
Well, Ron, I'm excited for this battle. This technology battle is the main event for all investors because technology has been the biggest driver of global equity growth. It's just incredible to see how much U.S. technology dominates the world's largest companies and wealthiest individuals. And given the expected innovation from artificial intelligence and the growth in cryptocurrency and the utility of blockchain, we believe 2024 is a big sweet spot in a mega multi-year bull market in progress. So having appropriate technology exposure is very important for everyone. As for cost, these three passive tech equity index ETFs are quite different and range from just 0.1% to 0.35%. And while XLK is the lowest cost at 10 basis points, the difference is immaterial given the exposure and performance. So I call this category a split decision.
Shana, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to cost?
Well, I look at it as, the VanEck product is quite a bit different than the other two and is more expensive and not as quite as easy to trade. I mean, it's 3 basis points spread, so it's not hard to trade, but it's a little more expensive. And there's reasons for that, as David alluded to. But when I just look at it based on, you know, cost and ease of trading, you know, QQQ and XLK, it's pretty close. If you have to pick a winner, it's XLK just because it has 10 basis points versus 12. And so I'm going to give it to XLK, but you know, either one is just fine. They're easy to trade, very low cost.
That's a strong start. And that takes us next to exposure strategy. So Shayna, break it down for us.
So these are three very different products, but the most different of the three is the SMH fund, the VanEck Semiconductor ETF. So that product is only investing in semiconductor stocks that trade in U.S. exchanges and that have more than 50% of their revenue coming from either semiconductors or semiconductor equipment. So it's 26 names, of which 25% plus is NVIDIA, and, you know, 70% concentration in the top 10. So you're getting just semis there. It's super concentrated. You got to believe in semis. And basically, you're getting a lot of NVIDIA. If you look at the other two, those are a little more diversified technology exposures, and they come in different ways. So QQQ is obviously very well known. You see the commercials all the time on CNBC. It is looking to invest in all of the companies, that non-financial companies that trade on NASDAQ. So everything that's non-financial. So it's not necessarily pure tech at all. It could be anything in consumer, just can't be financials. And so it's a pretty diversified fund. It is very growthy and it is tech heavy, but it's not a tech fund per se. The third fund is the State Street Spider Technology Select Sector Spider Fund. And that fund is a tech fund. So it looks at the S&P 500. It is only investing in technology names, large cap technology. It does not invest in small cap. And it has a small weighting in mid cap, but it's mostly technology names. So they're different funds giving you different exposures, but they all are very technology tilted.
All right. Well, that's a great breakdown. Do you have a favorite among the three?
Yes, I should have probably led with that, right? It's been a little while. I'm a little rusty. So my favorite here is for technology is the State Street Fund. When I look at these three, if you're thinking about what you want to get your exposure to, you know, you're going to invest in one of these three because you like the technology sector. And if you want technology exposure and like diversified technology exposure, the State Street Spider Fund is the best option. QQQ can have things outside of technology. And then the VanEck Fund's just semis and very concentrated. So to me, it is the State Street Spider Fund that wins this in this category.
Got it. Thank you, Shayna. Dave, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to exposure strategy?
For exposure, all three of these funds are great because they all enable you to access more of the strongest core asset trend. Now, XLK is the most concentrated with over 40% in just Apple and Microsoft. And SMH is also highly concentrated with 23% in AI chip leader NVIDIA. This means the NASDAQ 100 is the most diversified here by far. And at ETFPM, we call the NASDAQ 100 the next generation S&P when you look at the overlap between their largest holdings. So I give the win on exposure to QQQ for broader diversification. But that said, there are situations where certain tactical investors will prefer a higher concentration, especially given NVIDIA's performance.
That takes us next to performance. Dave, you're up. So give us your analysis. Which of these three ETFs stands out?
You know, U.S. large cap technology returns have strongly outperformed all other asset classes except the top cryptocurrencies. This data shows over the past decade, the S&P 500 delivered 228% or 13% annualized. The NASDAQ 100 has double the tech exposure of the S&P, and the return has been nearly double. QQQ delivered 428% or 18% annualized. And XLK and SMH are both entirely tech, so those funds did outperform. The best trailing 10-year return was SMH, delivering 994%, which was 27% annualized. So the performance win does go to SMH. However, on a risk-adjusted basis, I still prefer the more diversified NASDAQ 100 through either QQQM for unlevered exposure and TQQQ for the 3x version. And note, this 10-year chart shows that TQQQ delivered 21x, which was more than double the return of SMH. And while technology 3x TECL, T-E-C-L, and semiconductor 3x SOXL, S-O-X-L, they both outperformed. with each delivering a sensational 34 times return. So we favor the NASDAQ 100 for broader diversification on larger positions.
Well, thank you for those mind-boggling numbers and plethora of ETF ticker symbols. Shana, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to performance?
Well, as David pointed out, SMH is the clear winner here of the three, but it's really just because they have such a huge position in NVIDIA. If you took NVIDIA out, they would not outperform like this. You really should just buy the stock NVIDIA. And I'm a huge NVIDIA bull, so that's what I would do if I were investing in this space. But the fund has benefited from the fact that it has a massive position in NVIDIA, and NVIDIA is one of the top performing stocks in the world right now, and we've all seen the headlines. So keeping that in mind, you know, the other two kind of perform in line with each other, with XLK actually performing slightly better than QQQ. Again, benefiting from being pure technology where QQQ is not. So I have to give it to SMH, but with the caveat that if it didn't own NVIDIA, it would not be the top performer. And you might as well just go buy NVIDIA if you believe in it that much.
Great take. Thank you, Shana. That takes us next to the mystery battle category. This is where our judges can pick a single factor or multiple factors to make their arguments. So, Shana, what is your mystery battle category, and which of these three ETFs wins it?
So I'm going to steal a little bit of what David was saying earlier, talking about concentration, to point out that I have QQQ as my winner in this category because it is the least concentrated and the most diversified. It's 102 names. It's very well diversified across high growth names with a big technology tilt, but you get some diversification across even sectors here. Whereas, as was pointed out, XLK is two positions are like 45% of the fund, Apple and Microsoft. And then even NVIDIA is not even that big, which actually shocked me. I went around looking like, how are they market cap weighting this? Exactly. How can NVIDIA be so much smaller than the other two? But it is. But those two stocks are, again, huge concentration. So when I look at these three funds, I look at basically taking a bet on three stocks. And so if I'm buying an ETF, it's because I want the diversification benefits and I want to have exposures to mitigate risk. And you can't do that if all your exposure is one or two names. So QQQ to me is the winner in this category.
Dave, you're up next. What is your mystery battle category and which of these three ETFs wins it?
Well, Ron, you know, I always pick position size for my mystery category because it's a critical decision when investing. And since QQQ has a far more diversified investment process, it does allow for a larger position size. And at ETFPM, we could allocate over 100% of our active portfolios to the NASDAQ 100 when appropriate, while we would typically limit our exposure in concentrated tech funds to roughly 30%. So I give the position size win to the NASDAQ 100 in QQQ or QQQM.
All right. Well, let's give our judges one final opportunity to weigh in with their overall winner. Dave, give it to us.
Okay, to recap this extremely important U.S. technology battle, we believe investors should overweight diversified technology exposure. This is a full throttle mega bull market in progress, and we have been positioned aggressively lately. Today, the rate of innovation in artificial intelligence and blockchain is unprecedented. And while SMH and XLK will outperform QQQ at times, we do still prefer the broader diversification of the NASDAQ 100 for larger allocations. So I give this win in the technology battle to the NASDAQ 100 QQQM and TQQQ for the three times version. And ETFPM is currently trading both of those securities along with smaller concentrated exposure in SMH, SOXL, FNGU, and NVDX.
Shana, your final chance to weigh in with your overall battle winner.
So I came into this kind of thinking like, when you look at this battle, what are we really talking about? And in my opinion, it's, you know, technology. I agree with David in that respect. But I also agree that we're really talking innovation here. And so if I want growth and innovation, I may need to step slightly out of the technology bucket. And so I agree QQQ is my winner, even though it's the poorest performer because it's not so tech heavy. But I do want to point out to the viewers that if you really are a believer in innovation and you want to make a bet on innovation, I actually like some of the actively managed funds a little better. Like, I might get killed in the comments for this, but ARK or IPO would be the names that I would look at if, like, what you're trying to get exposure to is, like, high growth, innovation, disruptive names, and you want to take advantage of that. Those are the names I'd be talking, be looking at. Now, it is notable that neither one of them are big holders of NVIDIA, so they don't look that great. And I personally own a bunch of NVIDIA, so I obviously love that stock. But again, if I'm buying an ETF, I'm buying it for a reason, not because of one or two stocks. So I'm going to look at QQQ for my exposure. And again, if your goal is to get exposure to innovation and disruptive technologies and the next generation of strong companies, I actually do like IPO probably the best, because it's more mid-cap oriented. But ARK is also, you know, Cathie Wood is somebody that a lot of people look to as a leader in finding those innovative names. So those are good options as well. But, you know, in this particular battle, there's two funds that give you mostly exposure to three names. And that's not why I would buy a diversified ETF.
So I...
QQQ is my winner.
Okay, perfect. So thank you, judges, for your comments. And according to my battle scorecard, today's winner is going to be the Triple Qs from Invesco. And our judges agreed for the most part. I mean, they brought up some great points. Shayna mentioning, well, SMH has 26 holdings. It's the most concentrated, not just by the amount of holdings, but also 25% or approximately 25% NVIDIA alone. And that, of course, as she mentioned, has been driving a lot of the performance of SMH. If you strip that out, it doesn't look as great in terms of performance. And then Dave mentioning, concentration in XLK, about almost half of the portfolio committed just to Apple and Microsoft alone. And our judges, for the most part, agreed that Triple Qs were the least concentrated, most diversified ETF in today's battle. And they brought it. A lot of great points. They also had to toss in a couple of wildcard ETFs like TQQQ along with ARK, IPO. And that was also outstanding. So great job to both of our judges for their timely insights. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's great to be back.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Shayna. Happy bull market, everyone.
Be sure to visit the description section below. We got research links to both of our judges. And while you're there, check out the link to our program sponsor direction. So which ETF battle would you like to see on the next episode? Hit me up with your ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our Twitter feed at ETF Guide. Actually, it's our X feed at ETF Guide. Thanks so much for watching ETF Battles. We'll see you on the next episode.
For traders who crave risk, Directions Daily Leveraged and Inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foresight Fund Services, LLC.